Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Have you ever examined the many misconceptions about God that prevail in the world, even in the religious world? Some of the heretics in the first few centuries of the church's existence thought of the God of the Old Testament as a monster. Because God destroyed Sodom, Gomorrah, and the other cities of the plains for their abominable evil, some theologians have claimed that the God of the Old Testament is not the loving Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In their book, If Grace is True, Why God Will Save Every Person, Philip Gully and James Mulholland argue that God is so merciful, so gracious, and so loving, He will not condemn anyone. They ignore many scriptures and twist others in order to promote their thesis that God will save every person. For example, they quote these words from Titus 2:11. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared unto all men. They overlook verse 12. Please listen to verses 11 and 12. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Did they know about verse 12? You know they did. Is it not dishonest to ignore a part of a text that teaches the opposite of their views? This is just one example of how they distort the scriptures to try to sustain their unscriptural position on universal salvation. A careful reading of almost any book of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, will demonstrate conclusively that God's wrath has been poured out and will be poured out on the ungodly. The prophet Isaiah describes the rebellious leaders in the nation of Israel. They took bribes, failed to care for the fatherless and widows, and were companions of thieves. Isaiah 1:23. Maybe the princes in Israel had the same misconception of God that Philip Gully and James Mulholland entertained. Did they believe God would not punish them for their evil deeds? Please listen to God's revelation to Isaiah. Therefore says the Lord of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, Ah, I will ease me of my adversaries and avenge me of my enemies. Isaiah 1:24. The expression, I will ease me of my adversaries, means that God would get relief from His adversaries. He would punish His enemies. The Bible records many examples of God's wrath being directed toward evil, both among His own people and among the pagan nations. I have time to give you just a few examples. When the Israelites were preparing to enter the Promised Land, God warned them, You shall not vex a stranger nor oppress him, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. You shall not afflict any widow or fatherless child. If you afflict them in any way, and they cry at all unto me, I will hear their cry, and my wrath will wax hot, and I will kill them with the sword, and your wives shall be widows, and your children fatherless. Exodus 22:21-24. Paul told the Roman Christians, For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Romans 1:18. Paul listed a number of sins, sexual immorality, covetousness, idolatry, and others, and then said, For which things' sake the wrath of God comes on the children of disobedience. Colossians 3:6. We can know from searching the Scriptures that God takes no joy in punishing His people. But we can also know He will punish them when they defy His word and bring shame on the name of His Son. The author of Hebrews says, For we know Him who said, Vengeance belongs to me, says the Lord, and again the Lord shall judge His people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Thank you for listening today, and may God bless you.